From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Daniel Winfrey addressed the legislature today in the annual State of the Judiciary. He talks about the importance of protecting democracy and of maintaining the courts as an independent branch of government. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman has more.
It was the 50th anniversary of the first time a Chief Justice addressed a joint session of the Alaska legislature. Chief Justice Winfrey spoke about calls for racial, economic, and environmental justice then and today.
I was one of the young ones 50 years ago criticizing the establishment and fearing for democracy's future. Now I'm part of the establishment. But the current pain is just as visceral now as it was then, and I find myself wondering why we haven't made more progress in the last 50 years.
Winfrey defended the independence of the judiciary from the two other branches of government. He says judges are guided by the law and the facts of each case.
Our system of government will fail if judges rule in a litigant's favor only because of who the litigant is, or what that litigant stands for or states beliefs, or if judges try to make decisions following the swirl of then prevailing public opinion.
The Chief Justice describes some of the budget requests the court system is making. They include $1 million for computer upgrades to safeguard court information. The courts were the victim of a cyber attack last year, but Winfrey says they have recovered from it and that no personal information was taken. Another $1 million would mean public access to courthouse counters to get information could be restored on Friday afternoons. Budget cuts in 2015 closed them. Winfrey also talked about how the court system is exploring the possibility of a new justice center in Bethel and a replacement building in Unalakleet.
It remains our strong intent to provide timely and effective judicial services in rural Alaska to the fullest extent possible, and we will continue to look for ways to do that.
Winfrey did not address the debate over holding a constitutional convention, which Alaskans will vote on in November. But he did talk about the current Constitution. He read from a resolution the delegates to the first Constitutional Convention addressed to Alaska's children.
Take our Constitution and study it. Work with it in your classroom. Understand its meaning and the facts within it. Help others to love and appreciate it.
Winfrey became Chief Justice last year, and normally Chief Justices serve 3 years. But under the Constitution, Winfrey is required to step down next year when he reaches the mandatory retirement age of 70. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
On Tuesday, the U.S. House passed a bill to improve the financial condition of the Postal Service with the enthusiastic vote of Alaska Congressman Don Young.
Now, you may wonder why I'm so excited about this bill. Try living in Alaska when you don't have any roads. Try not having anything but your post office. Try not get your medicines and your all the other things that occur. The post office is the key to the communities in Alaska. This bill solves all the problems for the post office.
The bill is a rare piece of legislation in Congress these days. It aims to fix longstanding problems without going after big partisan wins. A key feature is that it eliminates a requirement that the Postal Service fund retiree benefits 75 years in advance. That change is projected to save the service more than $100 billion over the next decade. It also shifts retiree medical insurance to Medicare. The bill requires mail delivery at least 6 days a week and mostly supports Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's 10-year reform plan. Left-wing Democrats wanted the bill to better protect voting by mail, but the bill's sponsors resisted loading the bill with elements that would hurt its chance of passing. Its prospects are good in the Senate, where the bill has more than two dozen co-sponsors split between the parties. Both Alaska senators are co-sponsors. Two Alaska Native corporations have partnered, and their first move was to take on a Juneau-based tour bus company. As Claire Strumpel reports for KTOO, Huna Totem and Doyen Limited say this is just the beginning.
The new joint venture is between a huge regional Alaska Native corporation from the interior and a smaller Southeast Village corporation. Doyen Limited is Alaska's largest private landholder and a major force in Denali tourism, and they went 50-50 with Huna Totem, owners of a successful cruise destination at Icy Strait Point, early this year. The partnership is called Na Da Na, and Doyon President and CEO Aaron Schutt says its aim is to fill some gaps in tourism infrastructure statewide.
There's an opportunity to bring more people to Alaska and give them a better experience.
Schutt says transportation, lodging, and visitor experience are all areas where Na Da Na, the new joint venture, can grow. They're starting with transportation. Na Da Na acquired a majority share in Alaska Coach Tours, a Juneau-headquartered company they think can expand statewide.
It's not like we're just buying a bunch of buses from somebody. They have a good team providing a very good product to the same customers we already serve.
Dennis McDonald started Alaska Coach Tours in 2004.
You know, we weren't necessarily looking to sell part of our company.
But this year, his company gave up its majority stake. He says part of the reason is growth that could come from Na Da Na's capital, and part of it was in keeping with his company's ethos of telling real Alaska history to visitors.
We just felt that, you know, what a better situation to have two very well-respected Native corporations join forces with an Alaskan employee-owned company. And this the opportunities that we discussed. I just got really excited about what the potential was.
It's a big investment after 2 years of extreme economic downturn in the tourism industry due to the pandemic. Mickey Richardson, who runs marketing for Huna Totem Corporation, says the lull gave them time to start the new company.
So right now is the time to do that, when we have time to develop and to think further into the future and not be so wrapped up with our day-to-day operations.
Southeast residents won't see any major changes to Alaska Coach Tours this season, except that McDonald expects his tours to be fully operational for the first time since before the pandemic. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
Anchorage resident Rosie Brennan skied to an impressive fourth place finish on Tuesday in the Olympic cross-country skate sprint event. Brennan's teammate Jesse Diggins made history, taking home a bronze medal. It was the first podium finish for a female cross-country skier from the U.S. in an Olympic event, in an individual Olympic event. Former Olympic cross-country skier Holly Brooks says momentum from Diggins' victory and Brennan's fourth place finish has the potential to push the U.S. team to further success. She says Alaskans have some more chances to catch some exciting cross-country races at this Olympics.
I mean, I'm really excited to watch all of the remaining cross-country events, but people should definitely have their eyes on the two team events. And so that's the team sprint, which is going to be a classic team sprint, and then also the 4x5 and the 4x10K relays. So especially the U.S. women have been knocking on the door for a long time in that 4x5 event. And, you know, I think that something really, really amazing could happen.
Alaskans can catch the women's 4x5 kilometer relay Friday night at 10:30 Alaska time. In other news, an Anchorage judge will decide in the next 2 weeks whether more than $400 million will remain in a state fund that pays for scholarships and need-based grants for Alaskans to attend college. Lawyers for four Alaskan University students and the state government presented their arguments to Superior Court Judge Adolf Zeman on Tuesday to determine the future of the Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund. Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration says it must sweep the money into the Constitutional Budget Reserve, a state savings account, unless three-quarters of both the Senate and the House of Representatives have agreed to keep it in the Higher Education Fund. That failed to happen last year. So in January, four students sued to maintain the fund. Jonna Lindemuth, the student's lawyer, agreed that the state misapplied a provision of the Constitution that determines what money will be swept each year.
There's absolutely no question that the $400 million that the legislature appropriated to the Higher Education Investment Fund is a valid, constitutionally recognized appropriation. The legislature made a choice to designate the use of these funds to endow the future of student scholarships.
Assistant Attorney General Margaret Peyton Walsh represents the state in this case. She notes that the state constitution requires that money that's available to be spent in the annual budget that isn't spent, also known as being appropriated, is to be swept into the Constitutional Budget Reserve. She says that applies to money in the Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund, which the law defines as being in the general fund.
The legislature is quite free to appropriate that money for any purpose that it wants, and there's no dispute about that fact.
Judge Zeman said he would issue a decision by February 22nd. That could allow time for the case to be appealed to the state Supreme Court and resolved by the time the legislator finishes its work on the next budget. This is KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. For more stories, visit our website at ktoo.org.